Recently, a University of Kentucky delegation returned from a 2-week trip to China where they discussed and advanced several international academic and research partnerships. Joining us on UK Perspectives today to discuss this is President Eli Capilouto. Mr. President, welcome back.
Tom, it's great to be back. Thank you for giving me this opportunity.
Well, I'm very interested in this trip because there was so much packed into your 2 weeks, and I know it's going to take us several shows to cover all of these things. First of all, just maybe an overview. How was your trip? What were you able to take away from your experience, and what did you see?
Well, early in my tenure here at the University of Kentucky, I had people who had been working on the front lines of our international programs come to me with a compelling sort of vision about our international efforts, both on and off campus. They reminded me how important such a trip would be, so that I could meet the leaders at the ministerial level in China and the leaders of several universities where our faculty and colleges have been developing partnerships. It also gave me an opportunity to see firsthand and lead conversations in research areas, and particularly energy security. I had two of our all-star researchers with me in that area. China is investing heavily in that kind of research, and so we have some mutual interest.
Yeah, I want to talk more about the energy component later on, either this week or in one of our future broadcasts, because there is so much research going on in China, and I recall your letter that you emailed to us from China while you were on the trip had some very promising information in it. So we'll talk about that in just a bit. First of all, this trip was part of several ongoing conversations across the university about and involving our partner institutions in China. You alluded to that a moment ago. Tell us more about what led to this trip to China.
For several decades, our university and leading U.S. universities have been pursuing international partnerships in research and education abroad. We've got to do that. It's the best way to prepare our students for a world that Tom Friedman has said is flat. They got to recognize this global interconnectedness is a daily part of the lives that they're going to lead, and we want them to feel comfortable navigating through this. We recognize, too, that we have assets that are of great interest to universities outside of the United States. Our intellectual capital that we share in partnerships and research and education are certainly give cause for us to engage in these kinds of discussions. China in particular is investing heavily in higher education. All of the campuses that I visited had numerous capital projects underway. I had people apologize to me for entering a building that they considered old. It was 10 years old. Interesting perspective. So you are really astounded by the investments in physical plant. And everywhere you visited in China, you recognize the rapid pace of this 21st century global economy, where the companies that have their homes in the United States and across the world have extensive efforts now underway in China. We want our students to be part of that experience and feel comfortable in leading such organizations in the future.
In what ways will some of these developments that you learned about on your China trip benefit Kentucky specifically and perhaps the United States in general?
Well, first of all, I was pleased to learn that Kentucky enjoys a strong reputation in China. I visited the what is referred to as the MIT of China. That university had a particular department chair who stopped in to visit me a day after graduation. The reason he was here in Kentucky is his son graduated, and his son is returning to the University of Kentucky for graduate work. This Professor Lee, who I visited in China, I learned is one of the world's leading experts in energy and energy policy. In fact, while I was in his office, I saw that there was a Time magazine, U.S. Time magazine, feature of Professor Lee. And he talked so glowingly about the strength of our programs and how his son has benefited greatly from his education at UK. Well, I found that on numerous levels. What is terrific about this is for our students from Kentucky who may not have the opportunity to travel to China, in some ways their experience at the University of Kentucky is internationalized by these students that come here. And then we have numerous students who are studying abroad. I had the pleasure of meeting several of those while I was in China.
Yeah, I wanted to hear more about that. You also had an opportunity to meet with student groups from Chinese high schools, is that right?
Yes, I'll first talk about our students who I met. And meeting these students who study abroad, again, like so many of my experiences on campus, gave me great confidence about our future. These students were studying Chinese, working in teacher placement programs. We had art students from the College of Fine Arts who were working alongside some creative talent in China. One of our students is studying abroad in through our College of Business and Economics Global Scholars Program. She explained the challenges she's overcoming working in a foreign country and the lessons she learned engaging with other cultures. Another student was part of an 8-week rotation in Shanghai through the support of Lexmark International. And we're grateful when we have these kinds of partnerships that afford opportunities to students that they otherwise wouldn't know. And I was impressed by our students' ambition and how positive they were about their experiences there and how much they reflect positively on the University of Kentucky. These are heavily populated cities, and to see our students navigate transportation systems, different cultures, languages, and so forth, says a lot about what our faculty have done in preparing these students and then what our faculty and administrators have done in affording these experiences to students. I did visit two elite Chinese high schools. These were Chinese best and brightest students. When you walk through the hallways of these high schools, they are posters of the Nobel laureates in science. You realize that these are the heroes for these kids. China has never had a Nobel laureate in science. They strongly covet one. They have a thirst for intellectual capital. They want to be on the front end of the developments of innovations like an iPhone rather than just doing the manufacturing part. So they're investing heavily. What else was terrific, not only did I visit their science labs, which are state-of-the-art, but I visited their fine arts studios, their performing venues, and I was very impressed. And then everywhere I went, of course, I got a question about UK basketball. Students knew about the Final Four. They knew we had beat Kansas. They wanted to know about certain players. I got a couple of questions about John Wall. They heard he was a good student, and they wanted to know if they came to Kentucky, would it be possible to meet him?
Did you recruit any students for Coach Cal while you were there?
No, I'll leave that recruiting up to Coach Cal. But while I was there, I was able to give the acceptance letter to the first two students in our 2+2 program with our Department of Physics. Our faculty from Shanghai University and our university have worked together on this collaboration. These students will come here after 2 years at Shanghai, finish up their education with a major in physics. They will receive degrees really from both institutions. And from what I heard, these are superbly prepared students.
Well, let's talk more next week. We'll go into greater detail about your China trip and many of the academic partnerships that you mentioned. For WUKY, I'm Tom Goodell.